holding the Siman Shin Samach Vav, Siv Vav. So we said the lach is that the lechem has to be a shalim, not a prusa. But the Gemara says, im nitlo mimeno kidei chalas nachta, shu echem yarboim ushmarna ma'arbin bo filo hayasa tibula lechala. The Gemara says that we couldn't penalize the person for taking off challah. Sometimes hafrashas challah was if a person forgot to take hafrashas challah before he made the when it was still in the state of dough, he takes it off after it's baked. So sometimes you're going to be taking off hafrashas challah. So they did not penalize the person and say it's not a sholem because you took off the piece which is necessary for challah. Now there's two shirim for challah which Chazal gave us. They gave us a shear for Balabais, gives 1/24 for Chalav. And the Nachtum, since he's dealing with much more greater amounts, 1/24 would be a very, very large amount. We weren't Mechayim to give that much. 1/48 is sufficient. So shear Chalas Nachtum. Nowadays, since we're not giving it to the Kohen to eat, it's going to be burnt anyway, so there's no. We don't take off that full. I mean, the rice of the shear is at any amount that's sufficient. So we take off a Kazayas. Nowadays, the minhag is to take off a kazayas, but because it's called kalas or it's going to be burnt. But when the challah was going to be given to the kohen to be eaten, you had to give. There was a shear which you had to give. So the shear, so it's not. It's still considered a sholem in regards to this halacha of eruv, even though you've taken off a 1/48 of it. Okay. Now, I feel the hayisat tula l'challah. Now, I understand in a scenario where the challah was relevant. So we don't penalize the person. But let's say that the person made the original dough less than the amount which is chayiv and challah. So there never was a din challah over here. So should we be making a situation when a piece was ripped out of it in not connected with the concept of the challah because there's no chayiv challah here even, right? So even so, the fact that it's missing up to 1/48 of the total is acceptable.
Tavula here
means designated? Tavula? Like it came Tevel. It reached its level of Kiev and therefore it's Chayiv in the Mitzvah Chalav.
Okay.
Yeah. So we actually borrow this halacha and we apply it to Lecha Mishnah also. The Lecha Mishnah, Mr. Brewer brings in the Lecha Mishnah, our Rishonim already said, for Kokak and the Rosh, says that, so similarly, Chazal said the Gabi the Din of Erev, which Chazal required that the lechem has to be a sholem, but if it's missing a 1/48, it's okay. So up to a 1/48 is okay. So the similar regards to lechem mishnah, even if it's missing a piece, if that piece is less than one, is a smaller amount, less than 1/48 of the total loaf of bread, it's not a problem. So you know, common sometimes you have a little piece rips off, and you bake it, and you pull it off of the tray. A little piece rips off, that little piece is insignificant, it's less than 1/48 of the total thing, still is a din of a shalom. Okay, next step.
So it has nothing to do with like the size that one piece might be taken out of, it's only 1/48.
It's a ratio.
It's a ratio.
Right. So theoretically, if I have a very, very large challah, so being makel 1/48 would be a fairly large piece missing. Okay. Next step. Remember, the point over here was that the person should be giving something chashuv, and a sholem is a chashuv. It's darkish sholem. It's not right that I should be giving a sholem, you're only giving a piece. But once chazal masak and sholem versus prusa, see, even if my sholem is smaller than your prusa, it's still a problem. Because it has to be a sholem. So what about imnifrasa, the loaf or the roll had been cut in half. V'chibur b'kesem, and he combined the two sides with a splinter of wood with a toothpick. Sheikhtin is hakatz ha'echad b'sech ha'pas hakatz ha'sheni b'sech ha'prusa. So, picturing a larger loaf and a smaller piece was cut off. So you put one end of the your toothpick into the loaf, one end through the piece, and then now it holds it together. It looks like it's a sholet. So the Gemara says that if it's not obvious that it looks like it's a sholet, since there's no din of sholet be'etzim over here, it's just echatim that it should be perceived as a shalom, and therefore there's no lack of this disagreement, the shalom bias issue, in the darker shalom, because if I'm going to give the prusa, that in many ways was less significant than giving a whole thing. If it's perceived as a whole thing, that's sufficient. There is a discussion in the Poskim Daras and Poskim which are making of Alecha Mishnah also. Again, making the parallel. That's a much bigger Kiddush. Okay. Zat Ramah. So the scenario, this is where the Machaber learns the Gemara. The point is they would go and collect each house. They would collect a loaf or a roll. Each house would donate a loaf or a roll to the Reuven Chatzeres. Zat Ramah. There's another pshat. V'yesh apirshu the hodein mararvin rak b'pas sholem. The Mor says yolim mararvin b'pas sholem as opposed to prusa. It means hanusha kala eira b'yachad yia pas sholem. It should be one loaf. So how do we do that? Okay, nogo l'kabitz b'kol bayis u'bayis ma'at kemach v'yisin chala achas shlema u'mararvin bo. So what they would do is they would gather flour from each member. Each member would, instead of being donating a roll, like the Machaber says, they would donate flour. And then somebody would be designated, or someone would volunteer, and would take that, make a dough out of it, and bake it into one single loaf. And that's your Reuven Chatzeres. That's the standard minig nowadays. Okay, but certainly Zorsha Yehei Bechala Kishir Mafurish Nekamom Nesimashin Samaches Sif Gimel. But this challah has to be large enough to meet the criteria of what we define as a Shir Erev, which we'll see later on. Shir Ruvah Chateris, which we'll see later on in Shin Samaches. Now, what about the following? Vavah Bisha Nishtar Menekamach Blu Nasa Mikulei Chala. So each person gave 5 ounces of flour. And now you had enough ounces to make a loaf. When you make the loaf, you don't end up sometimes using every single piece of flour. A certain amount was left behind. So now one of the people who donated didn't donate. His donation wasn't accepted fully, or wasn't incorporated. No problem. Everybody's giving with understanding that not all the flour is going to be used. It's not called that I'm being mocked, but you're not giving as much as me, which is what the root of the Shalom issue was, that you're not giving as much as I am. So this way, it's very easy. Everybody's giving the same amount. So no, it's not. My amount is being used. Your amount is being left over, which can then be retrieved and potentially actually eaten. Right? Whereas mine was all consumed. So the people aren't getting stuck at that level.
So this is only really, we're talking about a Dar HaShalom issue, not that. It's not as if you didn't collect from everybody to be ma'agi for somebody else.
No. The problem, this is Chazal's, this halacha, you have to collect from everybody and everybody has to give a sholem. If you already collect from everybody, that's Reuven Chatzeres.
Right.
It has to be a sholem, was the Kanas Chazal, because otherwise the problem, the worst is they darker sholem. But now that's how Chazal set it up. If you didn't do it, you didn't do it. It's not good. We're concerned that there's going to be potential animosity. I'm giving a whole shalom, you're just giving a piece. That's a potentially contentious issue. So I have a great idea. We'll all get prusas. So now there's no problem. Right? That's this week. But next week, one guy is going to give a shalom, and then it's not going to last. Now, creating peace or making arrangements, which have a potential of failing at some point in time, is not a good approach. Political commentary a different time. This the cut of Chazal. That this is how you do it. That's the tikkun. And if you don't do it, it's no good. Excuse me. If you saw me tchila b'shleima, the Shabbos acheres nifchas so benishtar mehat, and the kamas in shemus alches siftal and ayin shem. So there is a din of shirayim. So if at the beginning it started out as a full sholeh, but over the year it was deteriorated, whatever it is. Now it's only a prusa. So he says, we'll talk about it more later on. The maisa, Machaber says it's kasha even for the following Shabbos, because when you gave it a sholem. But then the Mishmar brings his yesh machmirim that say not like that, and
is also that they collected weekly.
They were collected weekly, basically, because otherwise it would eventually, it was bread. It's gonna turn moldy, etc. So even if it lasted for the following weeks, for whatever reason, but it's a prusa. That's okay. It came from a shoulder. That was the Machaber of Haskins. Okay, so if the amount which is missing from the challah is equal to or less than a sheer hafrashas challah, we're not makben on it. What sheer kedei challah is nachta? Okay, challah is perish. I feel lo eno shalom shari, even though the bread is not a full shalom. So why is it not a problem? Because people will think the person forgot to be mafresh challah, and he was mafresh challah after it was baked. So what are you supposed to do? So this is his loaf, and there's a piece missing. That's the piece he gave to the kohen. That's what people will think. So there's no eva over there. There's no shalom bayis because people will think he's doing a mitzvah. It wasn't his fault. The reason why he gave this non shalom is because he had no choice. So now we're safe. Even though that's not really the real answer. But if that's what people perceive, and therefore nobody's going to argue, we're sick, fine. You know, we don't feel the need to educate them otherwise. Okay. Then, that's why it says, even if it wasn't chayv and challah, the people come later on don't know that. They see a bread missing a small piece. They say, Amstam, he was not for challah. Now, if it was nifras and he combined it with this kisum, with the toothpick, v'tomrish a nifras min a kikar mat, a little piece was cut off from the loaf. Min a nikar tam, that will be gavd b'emes en a shleima, the chars an a shleima, mikoachem kim v'en a nikar lo yavl de machlokes, since chazal are not really intrinsically worried about a shleima, they're just worried about the machlokes. The way they address the machlokes is, listen, we have people... If everybody's giving the same thing, there's much less potential for machlokes. But in regards to the, if I could use a subterfuge to prevent the machlokes, i.e., I take someone's not a sholem and make a sholem, I combine the two sides, which really is not really a sholem, but if people perceive it as a sholem, they're not going to be jealous. I gave more than you, because you also gave a sholem, as far as they know. So therefore, there's no extra concern. There's no concern of this deteriorating into contentiousness that they're going to be upset about it. So Chazal said it's fine. It's fine with the players. It's fine with us. Okay. The Rambam brought a sheet that said, no. That's not how you do it. What you do is you make the whole thing into one big loaf. How do you do that? You gather, you take a donation, well, a involuntary donation. He has to give something for the Eruv. So everybody's going to give their flour. We're going to make a big loaf together. No, wrong line. This is a pas sholem. It's one loaf, which is a sholem. It's not only this way. This is the minhag. This is how they dealt with it. It doesn't mean that was the exclusive way of dealing with it. They agree that the more is din, each person gave his own loaf for his own role. It works. We're saying we don't need that. Kicker is Gam Ken Mutter. Now, what do you do in a situation where Reuven's, his rolls are the gigantic big crown rolls, and then Shimon's is his little dinky, right? So as long as it meets the criteria of the shear, so there's no differentiation in a loaf.
But, I mean, what's pshat? I mean, we spent this whole time talking about a prusa and a slice, and if it's gonna, it could be a big slice. But all of a sudden, we say when it comes to the size of the.
Well, that's what Chava already said. Chava said you could have a large slice versus a small sholem. The small sholem is acceptable to large slices also. So the Balimus said, you see the Milo, what shleim is. The shleim is, even though it's smaller, is much more chashiv than a little bit, even though it's bigger. So, and it doesn't create problems of shalom of Eva. Okay? They were philosophers.
I have a feeling people fighting over this aren't such philosophers.
We don't live in a world where that level of poverty was such that the donation of a roll was something significant to the person. But you can imagine societies where it was. Mm. Right? And I part with my very precious roll, and you just give a piece of slice of something that could be potentially contentious. So the Ramah says what they did is something else. Instead of each person giving a roll or a loaf, instead of each person giving a roll or a loaf, everybody would donate flour. They make one big loaf. Another option. I'm sorry, I didn't finish the shiur beforehand. Mem aleph still. Even though it's larger, it's okay. All right, so that was this. He's saying they all agree to get prusas. No good. Well, there's no potential ava because they're all giving, like you said before, because 1 week he'll give a prusa, next week he'll give a full one, and then we're back to square one. He's giving full and he's giving half. It's going to be problematic. So they would gather flour. We come back. Who are then members? We come by. So by smart chemist. Who are then? She's dressing most. They just spend chemist.
Give pieces instead of
whole. Let's say they all agree to give pieces. The whole problem is you can't have one person give a piece, one person give a whole item, a roll or a loaf, because there's a potential for Ava. I gave a sholem, you gave a prusa, not as chashuv, but a sholem. I gave more. You know why you think you got away with less? It creates tension. They said they all agreed to give prusas. No tension. Right? We said before that doesn't work. Because right now they agreed. But next week they're going to go back to the standardized approach, possibly, which that's the prusa versus someone will be giving him a sholem. So now there's the potential for Ava. We said just don't go there. Everybody has to give a sholem. And then we're safe. They would give each household would supply, donate some flour. Who would then the most like this Baham chemical, or they could give money to buy flour with. We assume that when the people are donating, And the receiver is being mekayinet. He's not being kadadaki for this person. They're being mocked at everybody. So even one person ends up not giving flour or money. The mice is included because they're mezakah for everybody, including him as well. We'll see more about that later on. Mem gimel b'tzorak lizoyer, but that the. It has to, this loaf that they're making has to be large enough. Ashina the Aflash Mitzarfin Yakad Lahobi Pashlema Limitsis Erev, Sotamina the Zakosha Tzvebele Boy Shir, Kamashmalon. That you used, you got together everybody, not so they each give their own piece, but they mamash made one unit together. That's like awesome, right? It's mamash, they're really connected. So I could argue on that point the fact that there's, I could have mistakenly understood. That if one of the balbatim that's sufficient and overrides the need for a shear, just that significant idea of connecting everybody in one loaf is like so special, that's good enough, even though there's no shear. The shear, we'll see later on, that's not true. There still is a shear. About Falpi, Memdalad. What's that going on? Even though this, they gave flour, one person's flour wasn't not used totally. But remember, Imkein, Yesh, B'nei Adam, Shein Lam, Chelik, B'Pasayir. We have to consider that some people's donation of flour was never used to for the Erev. Right? You can imagine, you know, the shear is Yudchas Kegrogus, which is not gigantic. Each person donated flowers. He gave, you know, a pound of flour. He gave a pound. We only need a total of 2-3 pounds of flour. There's five people donated. Now what's going to happen? So 2 pounds are not going to be used. So these two people didn't have a chelik in the Erev. No, we don't say that. That's the point that the Ramah is saying. Even though some kebuch was left over, we're not worried about that. And the Ramah said,
according to what we said before, that each person is knocking it for everyone, so that shouldn't even, like, then there shouldn't even be an issue. And of course, if all the flour is everyone's, then why would you even think you had to use all the flour?
Okay, so... You're asking a question, that's really what the Ramah says.
Right.
Even though there's some kemach left over, it's not a problem because sitter mezaka lekulam, it's okay. Right. Right. But this is where the Ramah tells me that was the standard operating procedure to do that, you know, even though everybody's contributing. I wouldn't necessarily know that that's true, that we do that. I understand a case where people have not contributed. We need to include them, and we want to include them. We're being mavat and saying, "Listen, I know you didn't, but I'll be kinder for you." Okay, fine. But in case everybody contributed, so why do I need to be echel mezakel kula? So even so, that's what they used to do. And Mela, that's why if even one person's camel was left out, it's okay. Right? It's not any worse than one person is zakel kulam, and the day to the halachy they gave their kemach mitzilim. Lagara, but day to the halachy. Rishon Lomer, af halacha kishenoy nosin kol echad mi bali batim ma'ad kemach l'shamish. They already gave a little bit of flour. So they gave it not just for themselves, but they gave it to be mezakeh for everybody. I want to read the zunusach you have in the siddur when you make a rubach tzeiris. It says, "B'dein rubach hesharlana," right? And it says we're allowed to carry from the house into the chatzar, from the chatzar into the house, etc. Lana l'chol yisol darmi rozeis. So there, the Mishabura, and a footnote says that that last part is only relevant to say, if you mezakeh reyacher, if I'm making an aruba chaseris, I'm doing it by myself. I want it to belong to everybody in the city. I'm mezakeh everybody, but what happened? How does that happen? If I have a second person there, I said, "Listen, I'm going to give it to you. You should be kinder for everybody in the city." And then we'll say this nusach, fine. But without that, so the only way that works is not because you have just. That it's a nice thought that you're sharing that it belongs to everybody, is because you actually did a kinyan. So over here we come along and saying that some of the capital is left over. It's no problem because they're mezakeh everybody. Was there a third party there? There's no third party there. Each person, as they gave their kemach, had in mind for everybody. Shkoyach. So it's like having a mind with my Erev that I'm making for everybody. It doesn't work. So how do you solve your problem? I cannot be mocked in the kind of the same transaction. this din of Zachalim Slavafon, if I can be cut for somebody else, even if he didn't make me a shliach. So I have a great idea. I'll be mezakeh to myself. I'll take my left hand, I'll pick it up and say, oh, Reingold, give it to Levi. Right hand is representing Levi, because that's not a kinyan. There's no transfer of rishus. The chiddush of zikoy or kinyan is the parsha of shlichus, which works normally, I can even do without you pointing me. The parsha of shlichus means I'm representing that person. I can't be both. I can't means that kayach that which exists out there that I have to do for myself, I can then decide to use it for you. So if I'm a third party, the owner gives it to me, and I'm kind of, I could be kind of for myself. I use that kayach kinyan that I have, and I use it for somebody else. But I cannot be kind of for myself. So I cannot be mazaka to somebody else from Ayyadeh myself either.
Why can't you just go to the store and buy it? And that's like
the... what store? They've made their own bread. Bread. I mean, maybe, you know, in the time, my sugar was ready, told me in her day, they still, you know, she grew up, they made bread every week. That was the bread for the week. There was no bread being sold.
They got the wheat from the field and ground
it?
Yeah.
Every week they made bread once a week, and by the end of the week it was stale, but that was bread. Because it was a shot on the heating the oven, that they would need to heat the oven hot enough to make that amount of wood. They couldn't do more than once a week. They couldn't afford it. And you have to remember that was the main food. Bread and potatoes. And potatoes and bread. And bread and potatoes. You know. Okay, 1 second. He says, even though normally we say he has to be zakeh le'acher, because she's rabbi l'kamos siftez, mekom walkam kanch and noisin kolachet kim kol hasham shla arav boy, on a chayshin kila noisin lishizis kol b'levi mishin kulam. Over here, there is a third party. There's the guy collecting it. So he's coming to each house and picking up the flour, or the case of mechaber picking up the roll, or the case of the roll picking up the flour. So there's a third party. So I didn't speak out explicitly that be kind of this for all the people who didn't contribute, but it's as if I said it. So the shamash, who's the mekabel, will be kind of it for all those other parties. He doesn't need to do anything more than that. It's automatic, it's a halachic reality. Now that's what happened. He disagrees. No, they have to do a kinyan. So, if when they're giving it to you, you're being kinyaned for them, great. If you weren't kinyaned for them, so now you have to get somebody else to do it. You're being mocked to somebody else, and they'll be kinyaned for them. You should accept that opinion, Lisa Chachila. Where's the end of the brackets? Oh, there. Bepratim mashamish also mikemach shaloi. Bevadi tzarich lezakeh is going to call yerei acher. If the shamish is using his own flour to make the bread, he cannot be mezakeh his own flour for somebody else. So you have to get somebody else to be kind of from the shamish for all the other parties. Standard now, the standard procedure, we do it with a matzah. We do it once a year. We do it right before Pesach. And the matzah is Pesach matzah, which can stay intact over Pesach and over the year. So that's what we do. So we give it to the Rav, Be'er Pesach. It doesn't necessarily mean much Be'er Pesach, but before Pesach time. She's going to be shul kol kohol. Now, if you did actually erev Pesach, if that didn't happen, that somebody else was zeicha for all the parties involved. En zakas el al tanai. So what should you do? So hanash yarmer. So we invoke the tanai halacha. So excluding Rosh Hashanah, any time which you keep Tunis Yom, the first and last days of Pesach, Shavuos, the first and second day of Rosh Hashanah, and of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. So all of those, without excluding Rosh Hashanah is more complicated. Batsim, it's a sacred Yom. We don't know, but there was a time where people were living without having any, there was not an established calendar, and they had no way of getting the shluchim coming within time. They come the 15th, and they're not sure when Pesach is. Is it the 5th? Is it this day or is it tomorrow? Was Elul, which not Elul, was other a chaser, and today is Tesvav, which is really other was a mole, and tomorrow is Tesvav. Well, if tomorrow is Tesvav, today is not Tesvav. If today is Tesvav, tomorrow is not Tesvav. So, in this Tekana of Chazal, so they did it misafik to sake of the rice. So that was, they were doing this without any Tekana of Chazal. Came along Chazal, said, nowadays we already have an established period of the Yarchim, but we want to still keep that they were doing in place. Because maybe one point in time, the calendar will fail. People who are knowledgeable of the calendar will be lost. And then we're going to have to not sure what to do. So we're going to have to keep the at that point in time, you have to keep 2 days misafik. Well, they lost that whole idea. It's gone. So therefore, you should keep doing it. So that's the kind of the rabbanon on the minhag I was saying to you. But the minhag was to do it as what it was like when they did it originally. Well, they did it originally. They didn't say both days were kaddish. They said both days you're not kaddish because one of them is kaddish. So therefore, that leaves leniency sometimes. If a person forgot to make an Eruv HaChatzeres, when it comes to Yom Tov, he can make an Eruv HaChatzeres on day one. And he can say it tonight. Listen, if today is really Kodesh, so the tomorrow doesn't need an Eruv HaChatzeres. Tomorrow's Chol. If tomorrow's Kodesh, means today's Chol, so I can make an Eruv HaChatzeres. So he'll make an Eruv HaChatzeres all tonight. So it can't retroactively solve the problem for the first day, but it allows the second day to be mutter with a mamonoshah. Even though you can't do a chad of one day to the other, I'm not. Because if I'm truly making a Ruvah Chatzeris, what I'm really saying is today wasn't yomtiv. So I'm not being making from yomtiv to chol. I don't know, it's from chol to yomtiv. Elamite tomorrow is chol, you don't need a Ruvah Chatzeris. So mamonoshah, I'm good. Right? So now, if they didn't do this process till Pesach started, they got busy, and then they realized that they had not made the Ruach HaTzeres yet. So they can't solve anything for the first day, but they can address the second day with this tonight. I'm kind of in this for everybody. I mean, Mazak to everybody, and then all the personal pickup and be kind for everybody. This way, for the second day, everybody's covered.
Unless the first day is Shabbos. Vim Kodesh,
Emid Varei Klum. But if today is Kodesh, I didn't do anything. I'm not making a Ruvah HaChatzeres on Yom Tov. If today is Kodesh, I didn't say anything. There's no need to, and I didn't. Emid Varei Klum. Okay. I'll explain that. This Toma case was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So I need to do something on the second day as well. Because if the first day was Kodesh, the second day is Chol, then Shabbos is coming the third day. So how Shabbos going to be Mutter? The answer is I'm going to make it on Friday. Well, I'm going to say that also. If yesterday was Kodesh and today is Chol, I'm not doing anything. If yesterday was Chol and today is Kodesh, I don't need to do anything. I'm sorry. If yesterday was Kodesh and today is Chol, I did not do anything until now, and I'm making the Erev now. Correct. I'm making the Erev. And if yesterday was Chol and today is Kodesh, I'm not going to make anything now, but I don't need to because I made the Erev because it was yesterday. So I'm going to do it both days in order to address Shabbos. make it, get it in place before Shabbos. Now, so you didn't do it every yom, do it every Shabbos. Okay, so we said before, do you need to do an actual ma'aseh of zikah? Some say automatic. The fact that we gathered from everybody is sufficient. So we gathered from everybody. We did gather the flour from everybody. Everybody contributed their 2 ounces of flour. So good, that's all you need. Well, the remach, like the sheet that you need, they should ask for kipping zaycha for them, which they didn't do. Okay, the chashil remach, bidi avid, you say on the sheet that even though you didn't do kinyan, it's still acceptable, and that you're allowed to carry on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, Zion. In the case where only one person is making, we're using one big item, and I'm being mezakir everybody, I can use the prusa. So now the Bir Locha says, so 1 second, I don't get it. So similarly, in the case in Vav, we're saying, you know, the one shot is that we make one big challah. So once you make one big challah, why can't you use the prusa? The problem of prusa is we're comparing. I gave a prusa, you gave a. I gave a shemah, you gave only gave a prusa. But if we're all going to make, everybody's going to trip your flour, make one big thing, let that one big thing be a prusa. Why is it be a shlema? So where's this din of shalem come in? There's no eva. So if that's how they did it, each person gave flour, whether you make that the flour into one big slice of bread, you make it into one big loaf of bread, there's no difference. The Mishmur pointed out that this sheet is not disagreeing that you have an option of each person giving a role. They're saying you don't have to do it, you could do it a different way. But they agree that you have an option of each person contributing an actually completed challah. Okay, but now over there, the issue of prusa versus shalem is going to be an issue. Therefore, even in this scenario where it's not an issue, they still said you have to use a shalem.
Okay.
Okay, let's hold it here.